was the last daf of the third parak of Masechus Beitzah, daf Chav Tes. So we started with the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Chesam Beis, where the Mishnah said that a person is not allowed to mention a monetary amount when he goes to buy meat. So if he wants a certain amount of meat and he doesn't want to overpay for it, so what should he say? So the Gemara says they used to have a practice in different communities where they would cut up the meat into given sizes, predetermined sizes. So when you were going to buy meat, you would just say, I want that size of meat, and then it was understood what the price was. You didn't even have to mention the price, and everyone was able to know what you meant. Then we have a Mishnah on the top of Chav Tes Amud Aleph, where we have a machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, but it's not so clear what they're arguing about. Tanakama says, Omer Adam L'chaveru Malei Li Kliza Avalo B'mida, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Im Hayakli Shel Mida Lo Yimalenu. So there are two opinions in the Gemara, what exactly this machlokas is about. First opinion is that Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel understands that the Tanakama is saying, Avalo B'mida, that you're not allowed to use a kli that has already been used for measuring, to measure something out on Yantiv, because that's Uvda Dechol. But if you have a kli that hasn't yet been used for measuring, even though it's a perfectly viable measuring kli, that you're allowed to use, and comes along Rabbi Yehuda and says, no, you're not even allowed to use that. You're not even allowed to use a kli that's a perfectly viable measuring kli. The second understanding of the Mishnah is that the Tanakhama says, Avalo B'mida, that you're not even allowed to mention you're not allowed to mention the actual measurement, but you're allowed to use a kli, not only that's viable, for use as a measuring kli, but even a kli that's already being used as a measuring kli. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if it's already being used as a measuring kli, lo yimalenu, if it's already a kli amiyuchad l'mida, then you should not use it. So those are the two variations of what the machlokas might be. Either way, either understanding of the Mishnah has Rabbi Yehuda being machmir on Simchas Yom Tov, and the Rabbanan being mekel on Simchas Yom Tov. And this seems to go against the Mishnah on the previous daf, where when it comes to weighing out the meat, on the previous daf we had said that Rabbi Yehuda holds you're allowed to weigh the meat, keneged hakli or keneged hakof, fits on a scale with kalim on the other side, and the Chum said you're not allowed to. So it sounded like Rabbi Yehuda was more mekel, and the Rabbanan were more machmir. So the Gemara answers both of those stiros, both the stira in Rabbi Yehuda and the stira in the Rabbanan, that within Rabbi Yehuda, over there it's not miyuchad l'mida, over here it is miyuchad l'mida, so over there it was considered to be better than over here. And according to the Rabbanan, depending on which version, you could answer it slightly differently and say that the Rabbanan understand that there's less uvda d'chol in one case than the other case. Then the Gemara tells us that Abba Shaul ben Batnis, the Mishnah had said, had this practice that he would that he would empty out when he would sell something. He would prepare the exact measurements from the day before, not just on Yantiv, but even on a weekday, even on Chol HaMoed, he'd always make sure the measurements were all prepared in advance, so that he would make sure that every last drop that the customer paid for, the customer got. And the Gemara tells us that one time he noticed that when customers didn't wait for every last drop to come out, that it just built up, and he ended up with 300 jugs of oil and 300 jugs of wine that really didn't belong to him, that he had sold, but people didn't wait for all of it to drip out. So he didn't know what to do, so he went to the Gizbar and said, I want to give this to the Beis HaMikdash. The Gizbar said, we don't want it in the Beis HaMikdash, but don't worry, you're allowed to keep it. He says, oh, I don't want to keep it. It doesn't really belong to me. So he said, okay, so then you should treat it, if you want to be machmir yourself, treat it like Gezel Ve'Niyo De'Lami Gazel. Treat it like a situation where you steal something and you don't remember who you stole it from, where the halach is Yasabem Tzarchei Rabin. You should use that money to do something that benefits everybody, with the hope that whoever you stole from will benefit from it as well. So at least it will be a partial returning of the lost item. The Gemara then tells us that if a person is baking, he's allowed, or cooking rather, he's allowed to measure out the ingredients so that he doesn't mess up what he's cooking. And if a woman is baking challah, she's allowed to measure out the flour on Yantiv to make sure that she's mafresh the right amount for challah. That's the sheet of Rav at least, but Shmuel holds that it's aser. The Gemara says, what do you mean Shmuel holds it's aser? I thought Tana Devei Shmuel says that it's mutter. So the Gemara says, yeah, Shmuel really holds that it's mutter, but halach lemaisa aser lashminan, he holds that it's halacha ve'ein morinkin. He wouldn't publicly paskin that it's mutter, so his public stance was that it was aser. Then the Gemara tells us that that the Brisa says that you're not allowed to re-sift flour on Yom Tov, but Papias and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said you are allowed to re-sift flour on Yom Tov. And the Gemara tells stories of different Amoraim whose wives would use some sort of shinui when they would re-sift the flour on Yom Tov. So in the first story, the wife was doing it, and the husband said, you know, I'd prefer to eat tasty bread. I'd prefer to eat bread that actually tastes good. So maybe sift it in the normal way so that we could... And that was his way of telling her what she was doing was wrong, that she didn't have to use a shinui. In the second story, Rav Ashi said, my wife... She's the daughter of Rami Bar Chama. My father-in-law is a big tzaddik, a big Talmud Chacham. He knew everything. So whatever my wife is doing, I'm sure that's the correct halacha, and therefore you're supposed to do it with the shinui. If she's doing it with the shinui, then that must be the correct halacha. And then the parak concludes just by telling us that a person is allowed to go to a storekeeper or a butcher or a bird salesman or anybody that he knows, and he's allowed to order the amount of food that he needs by number. He's allowed to say, give me this number of fruits, this number of chickens, this number. That's perfectly okay, as long as he doesn't mention skum mida or skum mekach, which Rashi understands to mean doesn't mention a measurement or an amount of money. Hadron lachin sadin, we'll start the fourth parak tomorrow.